that's actually really loud.
It's really, really loud.
Yeah, no, that's coming through there. Cool. I didn't think it would support it, but it obviously does. Hello, everybody. It's Phil, at Phil Campbell.
It's CJ, at PCM Creative.
And we've just arrived down to the... I can never pronounce this right. Digitas LBI.
Yeah.
I don't know what it stands for, but Digitas LBI has become the HQ for Cyber Salon events, and we've been coming now for 3 months.
Yeah.
Probably four, actually, but on a...
We missed a month, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, I think we did October, November.
Oh, okay,
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, December was messy. All round messy for everybody, moving into caravans and such like, and having general meltdowns.
But yeah, since 2014.
Yeah, since the start of the year, we've been quite consistent, and mainly because we've been enlisted, I guess, is the best way to say it, by Eva Pascoe from Cyber Salon to be on the ground, which is nice.
It
is. Because we've been looking for a company in London to work with, or a person or an entity for a while, to actually do this stuff, because you've got ideas down here, haven't you? One of the things that we don't really talk about very often is events that you put on and things that we get involved in. So Stenton Light Night is happening tomorrow night.
It's Friday.
It's tomorrow. And it's Friday, which is tomorrow. Yeah, it's crazy. Just wanted to sort of talk about OpenLink a little bit, because now we're in London, you know, we've been here the third time now. We sort of, like I said, we get covered to be here, enlisted on the ground, which helps us get our travel paid for and things like that. OpenLink, why OpenLink London? You want to do that, right?
Yeah, OpenLink London, actually, sort of Brick Lane area, has quite a lot of independent theatres and independent artists and practitioners. And they work full time. Professionals who are jobbing professionals tend not to have the time to do training or have the initiatives that are put down for them, that people who are out of work or people who are young and just going into employment. But
Why would they need it? What would OpenLink do for them?
Well, partly it's putting them in touch with organisations that other people in the network know.
Oh right, okay.
So that's that foyer.
It's a digital dating agency. I didn't realise. It's a digital dating agency for information, not people.
Information, yeah, I guess. But the other thing is also to find out what those people who come along to need.
Right.
And especially, you know, sort of if you look at the last 10 years, which sort of 2004 to 2014, how far have we come as digital practitioners?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of people who've been working professionally since they left university in the late 90s, who are now established in their jobs, may not have had contact with a lot of technology except the thing that's directly in their work, and all of a sudden they find themselves not able to really have time to get their head around Twitter and Facebook and Dropbox and all of that social tech.
And it's kind of a required skill shift, isn't there? And people are working in those jobs that one minute you can be working in a sound and light kind of thing, and you're working on a desk that's been going for 10 years, and then all of a sudden that desk gets superseded by something else, and you're kind of expected to learn about that stuff, but you don't have the time to learn about
it. But they often then, there's somebody new that comes into the business who's, you know, they're much more used to that digital native kind of ethos.
Yeah.
But no, and also people who are working full time in the arts, their pay isn't great, so they might see, you know, e-consultancy do some amazing courses, but they're like £500 a pop.
Right.
And I know that within the arts and culture and performance media sector, there are funding pots to allow people to upskill.
So it's linking them together.
Yeah, and what I want to try and do, because I want to bring those skills to the right people in those industries. So what I'm trying to do is work with fund writers to find out where those pots are so that I can deliver the training.
Right, right. So that's something that you definitely plan. I mean, the only reason why I brought this up and fired up the mic is because I wanted to test it out with a lightning connector, because I haven't tried that yet. But also, as we're down here, I wanted to try and get across the fact that as part of that monthly visit down, we've just been putting together our 6 month plan. Yeah, believe it or not, we actually have a plan. We do plans, and we did a lot of work on that plan last night in terms of the fund writing. People and the connections that we need over the next couple of months to enable a set of other projects to happen, both personal and professional in terms of building the box, the rattler box for practitioners, and then on your side it's more to do with the funds that are coming out of Europe, etc.
I mean, yeah, specialising in niche. We have niche networks.
Right.
I'm interested in concentrating on niches within niche networks.
Right. Okay.
Which sounds mad.
As if it wasn't niche enough.
Mainly within the arts, the culture industry and the industrial heritage, especially in Nottingham. So it's about me trying to find some way of working with Derby and Nottingham heritage organisations. It's like there's the Canal Museum, there's the Brewhouse Museum. They're all applying for funds and focus very highly on their business. But what they often don't get to do is then share the best practice with each other as heritage owning, running professionals.
Right. I've just noticed that on your screen there, you've got Shoreditch Works just popped up that says Village Hall, welcome. Looks like their Village Hall is actually gone. It's actually open now or live now. I don't know. It's about there. Anyway, we're gonna skedaddle off. I don't know if that's even a used word in any other country, but it is here in the UK. It's 4:45. We're meeting Eva shortly. We're going to set up all our audio and video streaming gear.
And CJ, we're going to be streaming to Bamuse tonight.
Yes, on
Cyber Salon's new account.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, come and say hello if you're in Shoreditch or if you're in London or if you're into any tech group or anything like that and you do hear this, or if you're one of the 130 members of the audience tonight, it's a packed out event, come and say hello.
Yeah.